Hello, everyone. Welcome to the August 23rd, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for August 23rd to August 30th and beyond? This week will be a week of conjunctions. And since they will remain close in degrees, all three pairs of conjunctions will be functional for effects all through this week and into next week as well. The first is the Sun-Jupiter conjunction, exact on Wednesday, August 26th, at 9 degrees in Leo. The Sun is the planet of power and authority, and therefore stands for leaders, bosses, generals, so on. Jupiter is the planet of expansion, optimism, confidence, faith, and belief. And Leo is the sign of royalty, and therefore kings, leaders, and governments. So, this combination emboldens the leaders, who are then encouraged to do things they might otherwise be more cautious about. But when a planet is combust, it is not so good for that planet's material significations. Jupiter is the planet of prosperity, which has been suffering worldwide lately with the downturn in the financial markets. Jupiter will be combust with the Sun for another couple of weeks until September 6th, when it will once again become visible on the eastern horizon before sunrise. The Mercury-Rahu conjunction in Virgo is the next to consider, which will be exact on Friday, August 28th. Mercury is the planet of rational thinking, including making decisions. Virgo is the sign of details and analysis. Therefore, this is a good fit, and no surprise since Mercury is exalted in this sign. But add in Rahu, the significator of obsession, and we can see that things could get out of hand. In fact, since Rahu is an eclipse point, it obscures things, indicating potential damage to Mercury's energy, which can lead to faulty decisions. And Rahu is a demon, known for being deceitful. Thus, this combination can lead to using devious methods, where appearances hide the truth. And finally, there's the retrograde Venus-Mars conjunction, which I've been talking about for the past few weeks, and which will be exact on Monday, August 31st. This combination has been getting more intense over the past week, ever since Venus backed into Cancer on August 13th, as the planet of war, Mars, is capable of destruction. Therefore, Venus's significations are in trouble. We've already seen some examples of this. Venus is the planet of finance. Markets took a heavy hit last week. Venus is the planet of relationships. A major relationship website had its clientele exposed by hackers. Venus's troubles will start to lessen when its retrograde period ends on September 6th, and Mars, simultaneously, starts to pull away from Venus. Oh, and one more thing, almost forgot. We do have a full moon this week, on Saturday, August 29th. Note that the full moon will be closely conjunct Neptune, the planet of dreams and fantasies. And meanwhile, rational Mercury, conjunct the eclipse point Rahu, is not going to help us out much. So, this weekend will be somewhat confusing, as well as emotional. All right, thank you for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.